This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E. ES, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here at Fort Loramie for our third girls basketball broadcast of the 2023-24 high school basketball season. It's Fort Loramie, home to Anna, as the Shelby County Athletic League kicks off here this evening. In our two previous contests, last Friday and Saturday nights here on scoresbroadcast.com, Miami East defeated Fort Loramie on Friday evening by a score of 36-33, and on Saturday night, Minster knocked off Rushi at the Raiders gym by a score of 36-27. Fort Loramie Junior Varsity broke open a close game with Anna midway third quarter, wound up winning 45-22. Middle part of the contest, it was just a 3-4-point game before the Fort Loramie JVs defeated Anna 45-22. It just ended. Anna is 1-0, having beaten New Knoxville on Saturday evening by a score of 42-29. Brennan Cobb pumped in 18 points to lead the Rockets, who forced 30 turnovers in that game Saturday night. Fort Loramie, Chuck, committed 22 against Miami East. How you handle the ball will be a theme tonight.
Well,
I think that in from what I've seen Anna in the past, I think their pressure is going to be better than what Miami East put on Lormy. Lormy just struggles on the perimeter. They did some last year, and then they turned it around. They make up for it by being good inside and playing terrific defense. But they're going to have to make some adjustments. The shadow young lady on the JV team, freshman, she's the real deal. She's going to be their point guard before the season's out, I would guess.
It's starting to get noisy here at the Fort Loramie gym. Anna girls, Fort Loramie girls. Last year, Fort Loramie won a couple close ones. Both games undecided till the final 2 or 3 minutes. Fort Loramie beat Anna 38-32. Fort Loramie beat Anna 41-31. Anna's zone gave Fort Loramie fits in both meetings last year. You can expect Fort Loramie will see zone from head coach Randy Huber in his second year guiding the Rockets. Of course, Carlos Siegel, 25 years, one quarter of a century here at Fort Loramie. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulte and Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components. It's handle the basketball, maximize offensive possessions, and get good shots. Don't turn it over. Those are the key building components for Anna and Fort Loramie. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with more pregame. We're about 14, 15 minutes away from the opening tip. Anna girls on the road at Fort Loramie as the two clubs kick off SCAL action tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
It's Pretzel Fest at Frisch's, and we're celebrating fall with our new Pretzel Bacon Beer Cheeseburger. Made to order with a fresh, never-frozen beef patty topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, onion rings, and warm, gooey beer cheese on a fresh pretzel bun. Oh, yeah! Or get the party started with an order of our new soft pretzel sticks, served with a side of warm beer cheese. Festive, delicious, and sure to become your new fall favorites. It's Pretzel Fest at Frisch's. Stop in or order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Ohio needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
And we welcome you back here to Fort Loramie. Anna and Fort Loramie about set to tee it up. Girls basketball tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on Scores Broadcast, underwritten by LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Thanks to LaCalle Equipment, we got our feet off the ground and continued to sustain broadcasts This is the 18th year of high school basketball coverage on scoresbroadcast.com. Would not have gotten started, couldn't have done it without the help from LaCal. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California. Thus the name LaCal. Our LaCal Equipment Student Spotlight Athletes, Alex Rose for Fort Loramie, a senior, daughter of Brandon Kelly, 4.0 GPA, is active in softball, cross country, plays the clarinet in the band, history club, National Honor Society, mathletes, thinking about the University of Dayton, pre-physician assistant program. For Anna, Brenna Cobb, senior, daughter of Brandon and Amy Cobb, 3.7 GPA, student council, class officer, NHS, softball, where she plays shortstop, FCA, FTA, going to UNOH up in Lima to study sports, marketing, and management. They are our LaCal Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight players tonight. Alex Rose of Fort Loramie and Brenna Cobb of Anna will return in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, rarely do you have a high school girls game in which two teams are playing, Chuck. Six state championships are in the house.
Oh, yeah. They have dominated. And, boy, for a couple of years there, they were the power in 3 and 4, and their games during the season were incredibly tough.
I did a little research in the past few days. Way back in 1981, Anna, under head coach Jane Jones, won the state championship in Class A girls basketball, beating Mapleton 60-59 in the state semifinal, led by Amy Anderson's 24 points. Kathy Flyman had 13. Karen Huber had 11. Karen is the sister of the current Anna girls head coach, Randy.
Okay.
Joni Myers had 10 in that game for Anna. Anna won it 60-59. Game was tied at 41 after three quarters. In the championship game, Anna beat Buckeye Trail 54-52. Amy Anderson had 31.
Wow.
She was a junior, and according to the study I did, was not All-State, first team, second team, or third. Anna was down 12 at the half, 7 at the end of 3, wound up winning by 2. Anna made 18 free throws to 8 for Buckeye Trail in that state championship. Anna made 20 in the state semifinal to Mapleton's 9. Anna girls won regional play that year, beating Portsmouth Clay 62-54 and Georgetown by a final score of 73-33. Of course, Erica Huber, daughter of Randy, is an assistant to Randy on the staff. Erica played on the 2011 and 13 state championship teams at Anna.
Well, I'll tell you what, Erica Huber got the most out of her ability of anybody I've watched in the 12 years I've been doing this. She was hard-nosed. She would dive on the floor. She was a scorer. She was a great defender. I mean, for her size, she was just amazing. She was fun to watch.
She was a ball-handling machine. Got to the free throw line in those two state tournaments in 11 and 13 numerous times. Sank five free throws against Fort Recovery in the state semifinal in 2011. And had three assists in that game as well. Anna beat Fort Recovery in the state semi in 11, beat Oak Hill in the state championship game, beat Fort Recovery 57-40, and Oak Hill 50-32. Neither game close in the second half. That was in 2011. In 13, Anna beat Orville by a score of 80-59 in the state semifinal. Anna girls raced past Columbus Afrocentric 67-49 in the state championship game. Erica was a senior then, and she made 6 of 6 at the stripe in the state semifinal. Get this, Chuck. She made 13 of 18 at the free throw line against Afrocentric.
Well, yeah, I remember that game. That was a heck of a game, and they just ran them out in the second half. Anna was just on fire.
In that state semifinal that year, the win over Orville, in which Anna tallied 80, Natalie Billing, Kayla Benzman split 24 field goals right down the middle, 12 apiece.
That was quite the duo, scoring duo. When you're thrilled when you got one. When you got two of them, and then you got Huber handling the ball on the outside, you got one heck of a basketball team.
So Anna girls state championships in 81, 11, and 13. Fort Loramie in 13, 15, and 21. How about that 2013 year? Anna and Fort Loramie girls played back-to-back in Columbus for state championships. Yep. Same league, two different divisions, yep. Same day, and they both came away winners.
That kind of reminds you of MAC football, doesn't it? the Shelby County girls basketball dominated the state of Ohio during that time. And still, Loramie still in that position. Anna, watching their JVs, I think they're going to be a tough out this year in the tournament. They're a good basketball team.
Oh, I think so, too. Meg Westerheide is here tonight. She was a fine guard on that Fort Loramie state title team in 2013. Head coach Carla Siegel always brings up that drive to the basket by Meg late in regulation in the state semifinal in 13 against Ottoville. Under 25 seconds to go, maybe 16, 17 seconds to go. Can't recall the exact moment at the end of that game, but Meg saw an opening, drove it from 25 feet out on the floor to the rim, laid it through to knock the game up, and Fort Loramie blew them away in OT, defeating Ottoville in the state semifinal. And then Fort Loramie won by 15 over Berlin Highland in the state championship game. That was in 2013. In 15, Fort Loramie defeated Berlin Highland by 9 and Waterford by 7 to take the state title those 2 years. Jessica Berger, outstanding for the Redskins those 2 seasons. And then how about 2021? My goodness, wins over Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. That Fort Loramie club in 2021 was really, really special.
It might be, and I know I'm a little biased, but it might be the best Division IV girls basketball team that the state of Ohio has ever had.
Now, here's a point. The year before, 2020, Fort Loramie and Minster were all set to go to the state Final Four in D4, and you know what? Anna was all ready to head there in
yep.
D3
yep.
to join Elyria Catholic, Berlin Highland, and Columbus Afrocentric.
Well, I got the Fletcher that year before I got the call. So.
That's funny. We'll return in just a few minutes. Starting lineups, opening tip around the corner. Fort Loramie hosts Anna tonight in girls basketball on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rod and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rod and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
A new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Francis Manufacturing in Rouchy on East Main, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It's priceless, and it's got to be. Production standards at Francis Manufacturing extremely high because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long time. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. Thanks tonight to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. These three with us each and every game that Fort Loramie plays that we cover here on Scores Broadcast. Tires, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Heating, Electric, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Starting lineups as follows for the homestanding Fort Loramie Redskins. Carissa Meyer at a guard, 5'8", a senior, joined by Skylar Albers, a 5'10" senior. Victoria Mesher up front, 6-foot junior. She's on the front line. Jaden Rose in the backcourt, 5'5", and a senior. Summer Hoying in the post, 5'11", and a senior. Avery Brandewee still out for Fort Loramie with the sprained ankle. For the Anna Rockets, Liz Stouter, 5'9", junior to wing. Izzy Jenkins, 5'7", junior, also to wing. Brenna Cobb, 5'5", senior guard. McKenna Pettis, 5'10", junior forward. And Jenna Walters, 5'7", senior. Opening tip to start the game is won by Anna, knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie immediately. Fort Loramie girls, as we noted, nipped Anna twice last year. Both games very competitive. Points at a premium in those two contests last season. Each team worked the ball defenses were stingy. And right away, we've got a jump, tie up out near midcourt. Brenna Cobb held it too long, couldn't find a teammate. And since Anna won the opening tip, Fort Loramie gets the arrow here.
Good day, good defense by Jaden Rose that time. Cobb had no place to go.
And here come the Redskins bringing it down. Ball thrown outside the circle on the right. Handled there by Albers to Rose. She swings it near side to Hoing. Summer Hoing, 25 feet away. Ball flip cross court to Victoria Mesher. Appears inside. Nothing doing. Ball revolved around the top of the key to Carissa Meyer. It is a zone from Anna, right, Chuck?
They're playing man right now.
Man-to-man start for Anna. Summer Hoing, open look from 18 behind the free throw stripe. No, off the back brace. Long rebound to Anna. Here's Jenna Walters up the floor to Brenna Cobb. Back to Walters, 25 feet away. Starts toward the foul stripe, doesn't enter the lane. Then gives it up to teammate Liz Stouter. Stouter to Cobb. Cobb barges into the paint area, navigates the black lane part of the floor, missed the shot wildly. It was deflected, and Fort Loramie comes away with it.
Yeah, she was looking for a foul that time. When you're that out of control, you're very rarely going to get the call.
That was a good no call. Here's Rose, top of the key for Fort Loramie. Jaden's got it. We played 90 seconds, no score. Ball handed off 25 feet away to Albers. Summer Hoing pops out to catch. Near side handoff on the play by Fort Loramie to Carissa Meyer. Down low on the left to Summer Hoing. Off balance, seven-footer. Little strong. Weak side rebound. Yanked down by Anna. Pulled away by Pettis. Pettis up the floor to playmaker Cobb, 25 feet away. Outside the arc on the right, it's Izzy Jenkins. Jenkins goes to Pettis. Elbow on the right. Stouter. Shot fake. Foul line. Doesn't shoot. Down to 5:53 to go, first quarter, no score. Anna Fort Loramie. Dribble drive across the lane. Hook shot, Walters blocked on the play by Fort Loramie. Redskins come away with it. Down the floor to Rose. Rose darts in from the left flank. Body foul committed by Cobb. That's one lady for Anna. The Rockets don't want to see pick up early fouls.
No, they need that young lady on the floor.
So when you've got a chance, Fort Loramie, Redskins need to push the action against Cobb and try to get her in foul trouble. Steal by Anna, taken away. Good swipe by Walters. Walters gives it up down the floor to a teammate. It's Izzy Jenkins on the finish. The takeaway ends up in a field goal for Anna. And then at the top of the key, dragging the pivot foot is Jaden Rose for Fort Loramie.
Well, Anna changed up their defenses. They're getting ready to trap. Rose didn't recognize, so it was too late. And you're right, she took about three steps trying to stop.
Here come the Anna Rockets up 2-0 with the ball. Cobb guarded by Rose at midcourt. Cobb down the left side. Gives it up on the play to Liz Stouter. Stouter hits the deck. Push off against Albers of Fort Loramie, trying to rip it away. We have played nearly 3 minutes opening quarter, 2-0. Anna over the Redskins. It is a low-scoring stalemate, much like we predicted. Shots at a premium for sure. Here is Anna working the ball into the right corner. Rockets have it against the Fort Loramie man-to-man. Off balance is Cobb. Tries to probe the middle, lost her footing. It's on the deck. Fort Loramie picked it up. Jump ball results. Arrow will keep it down at this end. Possession Rockets, who lead 2-0. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter of play. Ball being inbounded by Liz Stouter. Stouter lobs into the lane. Ball caught on the play by Brenna Cobb. Cobb tries to spin. Ball is jerked away from her. Good defensive play. Fine double team by Fort Loramie. Mesher and Rose put the clamps on Cobb. Fort Loramie down 2-0 with the ball. Alex Rose has it. 25 feet out goes to Mesher. Mesher on the arc. Rotates it left corner to Jaden Rose. Steps inside the three-point line. Missed it. A jump shot, no good. But she stepped on the wrist. and she is awarded two.
Anna has moved back into a zone. They're playing a 3-2 zone right now.
Rocket started in a man, now zone. You can expect head coach Randy Huber to vacillate back and forth between the two. Free throw by Rose, good. 2-1, Anna leads at 4:36 to go in the first. Anna Rockets last year went 16-10, Fort Loramie 25-3. Anna closed with a very good tournament run, beating Brookville, Milton Union, and Bethel. Three pretty stout opponents, and at least two were considered upsets, maybe all three. Bethel was a top seed. Anna beat Bethel in a district semifinal 33-29 before losing to powerhouse East Clinton at Springfield by a score of 33-29, or I should say 58-51. That was the four-point score over Bethel. Game tied at two on a couple free throws by Rose. Anna made a bad pass, lost the ball in the inbounds. Fort Loramie's got it. Skylar Albers just chucked up a long three, way short. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Ariel Heitkamp in at guard now, a 5'6 junior. We're down to 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Game off to a slow start. Fort Loramie without a bucket. Anna's got one. Two free throws for the Redskins. We're tied at two. Look at that drive by Skylar Albers. Wheels and deals down the right side of the lane. Flips it up on the go. Too heavy off the glass. Rebound down to Anna. Here come the Rockets. Pettis. Cross court to Stouter. 3:40 left in the first. Outside the arc on the right to Ava Reed, who's in. 5'6 sophomore. Offensive foul 20 feet from the rim against Anna.
Great defense by Ariel Heitkamp, boys. He just took that charge.
And that is on Cobb again. That is number two. We just spoke on that topic 2 minutes ago. Brenna Cobb picked up an early foul for Anna. And lo and behold, the team's leading scorer the last two seasons has picked up a second. And she's done probably for the rest of this first half.
It's just going to depend on where the score goes.
Game tied.
They won't put her in.
Yep, tied up at two, 3:25 to go. Opening quarter, baseline left, open player, Carissa Meyer for Fort Loramie. She cans it. That's her spot on the baseline, two or three steps inside the arc. Long pass, Anna down the floor, lob to Jenna Walters, who misfires. We've got a loose ball rebound. It goes to Fort Loramie. Anna's over the back.
She threw the pass and then just ran her over in the lane. When you throw a pass going down the middle, you got to stop at the foul line or you're going to get a charge 9 times out of 10.
Well done by the Redskins. 3:08 to go. Who drew the foul, Chuck?
That was Carissa Meyer. So she made the basket and then made the defensive play.
4-2 Fort Loramie. 3 minutes left, opening quarter. Ball whipped hard. Low in the right to Mesher. 4 feet from the rim, dropped the ball, picked it up, threw it back out to a teammate, deflected by Anna and stolen. Dribble drive down the lane, Jenna Walters barges into the paint area, another offensive foul, and that one was a mistake.
He's 2 for 3, though.
Yep, that was blown by the referee, clearly a block committed by Fort Loramie, and it's called a charge. Fort Loramie will take it. 4-2, Fort Loramie in the lead over Anna with 2:48 to go here in the first quarter. Midcourt with the ball is Heitkamp for Fort Loramie. Gives it up outside the arc on the right to Meyer. Now Heitkamp, zone defense, Anna. Outside the arc, high right, Jaden Rose. Ball rotated to the left side of the floor to Hoing. Baseline to Alex Rose. Airmails one high out on the arc to Jaden. Back baseline left to Summer Hoing. Open from 10. Short, no good. Rebound in the lane. Swish! Carissa Meyer gets two more. 6-2 Fort Loramie. 2:11 to go in the first quarter.
Good job by Hoing going after her missed shot. And she tipped the ball over there to Meyer.
Ava Reed at midcourt for Anna. Gives it up outside the arc to McKenna Pettis. To Zandria Platfoot, 5'5 senior, who's in against New Knoxville on Saturday night. Anna head coach Randy Huber played 10, pushing the defense. Anna stymied offensively. Timeout called A minute 48 to go in the first. 6-2 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Out of bounds play by Anna after the timeout, thrown in cross court to Liz Stouter. She was challenged on a short six-footer, hit the backboard rim, came off. And then Fort Loramie's ensuing possession results in a couple players hitting the deck as Fort Loramie began to attack the basket, as Fort Loramie began to work the ball toward the hoop. Believe it or not, five team fouls have been amassed already by Anna, and we played just over 6 minutes in the opening period. Two free throw situation for the Fort Loramie girls, and Meyer missed it around and out to the right. She's got two baskets, 4 points so far. Skylar Albers back in for Alex Rose for Fort Loramie. Second free throw by Carissa is in. 7-2. Redskins by 5 over the Rockets, who scored very early in the opening 80 seconds of this game. Anna's not dented the scoring column since. Brenna Cobb on the bench with two very early fouls. Harassing defense by Fort Loramie. Ball thrown top of the circle to Eirik. Eirik, a six-footer, a junior, in off the bench. Flips to Pettis, who missed a long three-point bomb. And then Fort Loramie took off on a fast break down the floor. And sliding in from the left side of the court is a Fort Loramie player who's whistled for charging.
Good call. He's 3 of 4 now.
Jaden Rose picked it up and a possession. 7-2 Fort Loramie, 1:14 left opening period. Anna in the road green. Anna in white. From shoulder to shoulder, white numerals, white and black stripes down the sides of the shorts. Fort Loramie home, white, red numbers, trimmed in black. Minute to go here in the first quarter of play. Fort Loramie in the lead over Anna by a score of 7-2 as the Redskins knock the ball out of bounds. Ava Reed will throw in. Nope, Liz Stouter gets the honors below the basket. Stouter lobs, foul line extended left to Eirik. Eirik on a weave to Platfoot, picks up her dribble 20 feet away. Dishes to Ava Reed, 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Anna down 5. Ball thrown straight away to Platfoot. It's over her head, tipped away, rolls into backcourt, scrum for it. 4 players, 2 green, 2 white. Arrow says Redskins possession.
Boy, what hustle by Skylar Albers that time. She came out of nowhere to get on that ball.
And you can tell she hustled. Just look at her knees.
Yeah, she does all the time.
Skin is scraped off already.
That kid's on the floor.
Mesher, deep left corner for Fort Loramie. On top to Ariel Lightcamp. Now Jaden Rose, right side of the court. Albers, zone defense, Anna. Ball pitched into the paint to Hoing, bobbled, lost, and scooped out of there, though, by Fort Loramie, which goes right back inside to Mesher on the arc to Heitkamp. Here's a 3, a little strong. Weak side rebound, though, by Hoing. Hands off to Albers inside the 3-point stripe. Missed a 17-footer short. And it is fumbled out of bounds off the fist of a Redskin player. 11 ticks on the clock. Late first quarter. Fort Loramie 7 and a 2. Don't forget it. Frisch is in Sydney. You bring in perishables to the Frisch's store in Sydney, you get 10% off your bill. That's through early next week. The food drive continues. 3 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Missed shot by Anna from 10 feet. Rebound Izzy Jenkins. It counts if it goes. It's in and out. No good. Tough break for Jenkins. Ball was on the rim. Fell off. Quarter closes. Fort Loramie 7, Anna 2 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, trailing now by 5, not having scored a point in about 7 minutes, Anna puts Brenna Cobb back on the floor with 2 fouls. Head coach Randy Huber, no choice. Here's Ava Reed, head of the key, with the ball for the Rockets, who trail 7-2. Early stage, second quarter, bad pass, lost in the corner. Fort Loramie comes away with it. Down the floor to Albers, to Jaden Rose. Albers high left. Foul line through the paint to the rim. Forced it up. No good. Strong rebound by Anna. Here come the Rockets. 2-on-2 break. Brenna Cobb zipping down the floor. Flips it up on the go. Off the backboard. Missed. Rebound Mesher. 2-on-2 the other direction for Fort Loramie. Stop shot by Mesher. Yes. In the lane. Victoria Mesher from 10 right in front.
Good job of stopping and going straight up and down.
9-2 Redskins. A minute gone. Second quarter. Stouter's got the ball. Long range for Anna. Stouter has it ripped away. Intercepted by Jaden Rose. Long heave down to Skylar Albers in the right corner. Baseline to Mesher. Pushed from behind. Foul against Anna.
It's a reset, so it's out of bounds. Foul's on Jenkins.
Chuck, take a second or two. Explain the new foul rule once again for our listeners.
Well, it used to be when you got in a half, when you got to 7, you shot 1-1 on 7, 8, and 9, and then 2 that for the rest of the half. Now it's 5 fouls in a quarter, and on the 5th foul, you shoot 2 shots. No 1-1 anymore.
A very fine inbounds play run by Fort Loramie. Tossed from low on the right to the right of the backboard, out to the foul line to Alex Rose, who swished a 15-footer. Then a good overplay at the other end by Skylar Albers, and she makes a run out and converts for 2 more. Fort Loramie's in the lead, 13-2. Anna reeling, 13 straight points by Fort Loramie. Brenna Cobb sat half of that first period with 2 fouls. Anna's got ground to make up. Here's a holding foul on Mesher for Fort Loramie as she grabbed the arm of Ava Reed. 6:15 left to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 13, Anna 2. Again at Frisch's in Sydney. Take advantage of the food drive. Bring in a perishable canned food item, canned goods, to the Sydney Frisch's between now and Monday, and you get 10% off your bill. Here's a turnover again by Anna. Quickly, Fort Loramie into the forecourt. 3-on-2 below the basket. Bad pass. It rolls out of bounds. No, it's, oh, yep, touched by Anna Last, Fort Loramie possession.
I don't think Walters, he's going, it didn't touch me, but the referee said it did, so.
I think he was a little indecisive.
He's the same one as made every call in the game so far.
2 minutes gone, second quarter. Fort Loramie 13, Anna 2. Here's Ariel Heitkamp, 25 feet away on the left, and Fort Loramie's called for a moving screen. And that official calls another one, Chuck. Yeah, Anna last year closed the season very strong, winning three of its last four regular schedule, then won three straight in the tournament, 16-6 on the year, 6-6, or I should say 16-10 on the year, 6-6 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Here's Anna with possession. Rockets need a bucket in the worst way. A long three tried by Cobb from 24 feet, maybe out of her range, short. Rebound Fort Loramie, dashing down the floor, breaking in from the left wing is Alex Rose, and gliding into her is an Anna player. Defensive foul. Reed picks it up. Anna's second here in the period. Two on Fort Loramie in the quarter. Inbounding baseline left of the basket. It is Ariel Heitkamp for Fort Loramie. 5'6", junior guard. Summer Hoings out there with Alex Rose, Carissa Meyer, Jaden Rose. Inbounded to Meyer. Meyer into the paint area to Alex. Oh, she makes a good hard drive down the right side of the lane and banks it down.
Well, she had some really good offensive games for him last year, and if she can turn into a consistent threat.
Well done by Alex Rose. Look at Cobb go to work for Anna. Diving into the lane. Scoop shot high off the backboard. No good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie, which leads 15-2. 5 minutes left in the second quarter. Summer Oing in the post area. Now to Alex at the free throw line. Alex Rose. Ball fired right back into Hoing. Turnaround 10-foot J. She shuffled both feet.
Well, they missed the one on top, so they got that one.
4:52 left second quarter, Fort Loramie 15, Anna 2, and the Rockets have not scored in 10 minutes of scoreboard time. Here's Cobb at midcourt. Ariel Heitkamp on her. A little bit of contact, and Cobb stumbled, walked before being fouled by Ariel. Turnover, Anna. Rockets out of their element since the first few minutes.
Not playing very well, that's for sure.
Ball being inbounded far side of the floor by Fort Loramie. It's handled on top straight away.
They're back to man-to-man now.
Yep, Mesher's got it. On the arc to Jaden Rose, right back into Mesher. Turn, squares up. Soft jumper, short, no good. Rebound tipped to the foul line to Albers. No from 15. Rebounding foul against Fort Loramie over the back. 4:26 left in the second. Fort Loramie 15, Anna 2. This, of course, the first of two meetings between the Redskins and Rockets, who will collide a second time in January in round number two of Shelby County Athletic League play. Here comes Anna to midcourt. Ball thrown outside the arc to Ava Reed. Deep right corner handled there by Cobb. Oh, she gets pinched by two players. Throws it off the leg of Jaden Rose out of bounds. It'll be thrown right back in by Anna, right of the basket. 4:09 left second quarter, 15-2 Fort Loramie over the Anna girls. Cobb looks in, deals low post left to McKenna Pettis.
Nice.
She spins. Oh, nice shot from 6 feet. Banked it in. Pettis stops the bleeding for the Rockets. First points for Anna in 11 minutes. 15-4, Fort Loramie leads. Here is Alex Rose, elbow in the right, throws right corner. It's dropped, picked up by Carissa Meyer. Out of Jaden Rose between the circles. Jaden Rose, Carissa Meyer, Skylar Albers, Summer Hoing, Alex Rose on the floor at the moment. Albers lobs to Hoing in the post. Good quick pass. Baseline right. Skylar Albers. Three ball in the air. Short. Oh, good steal on the rebound. Shovel shot. Left hand. Yes. Carissa Meyer took it away and scored. She's got three fielders.
Yeah, and a free throw. She's having a nice game.
3:16 left to go, second quarter. 17-4 Fort Loramie. Here's a stop shot, elbow on the left. Short but stouter, but somebody tagged her on the arm. Again, so many thanks on scoresbroadcast.com to these three Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie contest on scoresbroadcast.com. M&A Muffler and Tires, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. That's Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Free throw by Stouter is good.
Well, Loramie sprinted out to a double-figure lead against Miami East in their opener and then gave it back.
Second shot hits every centimeter of the rim and falls off. And Fort Loramie snares the rebound. 3 minutes to go. First half, 17-5, Fort Loramie over Anna. Here's Jaden Rose at the black FL, which is outlined in red and white at midcourt. Hands off on the play to Albers, and head coach Carlos Siegel wants a timeout. 2:53 left first half. Fort Loramie up 12 over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Possession, Fort Loramie girls, 2:40 left to go, second quarter. Redskins up by 12 over the Rockets, 17-5. Deep left corner, Alex Rose. Out high to Jaden Rose. Hands off to a teammate, Skylar Albers. Nobody checks her. She lets it fly straight on and buries a long three ball.
Well, the top of the key, that's her spot, and I don't know how they lost her, but they did.
20-5, Fort Loramie. Up 15, 2:18 to go, second quarter. Anna in possession. Here's Cobb, elbow in the right, stops her dribble. Out back to the three-point shooter, Vanessa Blackfoot, missed it off to the left. Rebound corralled by Anna, tipped away by Fort Loramie, side court, but a foot on the line for Summer Hoing. Anna gets it back with 2:04 to go, second period. Fort Loramie in the lead, 20-5. Ball inbounded to Pettis, handoff to Cobb, little give and go down the lane. Shot might have been altered. It comes away to Fort Loramie. Redskins forecourt right. It's Jaden Rose. Good overplay by Anna. Nice steal by Platfoot. Platfoot gave it up to a teammate coming in from the right flank. Shot good by McKenna Pettis. Dandy steal and quick transition goal. 20-7, Fort Loramie leads. 1:35 to go in the second. Midcourt handling the basketball. Jaden Rose, as head coach Carlos Siegel calls out Oklahoma. Baseline left, it's Hoing. Open from 12. Bouncing, no good. Rebound, Anna, hooking foul from the backside against Alex Rose of Fort Loramie. Stopping the clock at a minute 20. Second quarter, 20-7, Fort Loramie.
Foul, Alex Rose.
That is team foul 5 on Fort Loramie, and Anna will shoot. New rule comes into play right here, Chuck.
Yeah, this would have been I don't know how many fouls were in the first, so I'm not really sure what it would be, but probably a 1-1 at this point.
Right.
Cobb, he's got Cobb sitting down again. He's going to try to keep her from getting that third foul.
Uh-huh. Here is the free throw by Anna. It's on the way, and scoring it is Ava Reed. 20-8 in favor of Fort Loramie. A minute 20 left to go here in the second quarter. Second free throw for Ava Reed of Anna. Dips the knees, arches it. Perfect. That was pure. Right down through the court. 20-9. Fort Loramie by 11. A minute 15 to go in the first half. And a pressure D. Well done. Jump ball ensues right in front of Anna head coach Randy Huber. Arrow will dictate that it's Fort Loramie's possession. And a Rocket player is shaken up. She hit her knee on the hardwood. Momentary delay. A minute 8 to go. Second quarter. Fort Loramie up 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
McKenna Pettis up and off the floor, walks to her bench under her own power. 68 seconds to go, first half, 22-9, Fort Loramie leads. Big three ball a moment ago by Skylar Albers of Fort Loramie. Well done by the Redskins, who found her. It was a wise play call by the Redskins. That was the Wisebridge play of this second period. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
45 seconds to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie works the ball around. Elbow jumper by Skylar Albers. No good, too hard. She follows, tips it, missed it. Summer Hoying on the stick back. Well done by Summer Hoying of Fort Loramie. And we got a travel in backcourt against Anna. 22-9 Redskins. 34.6 left to go in period number two.
It's eight offensive rebounds now for Fort Loramie.
Tell you what, in two games we've seen, Summer Hoying has shown improvement since a year ago.
There you go.
And there we have it. Summer Hoying right on cue. Out back behind the free throw stripe. Open look from 18. And she uncorked it and drilled it.
She's become a real good jump shooter from about 10 to 12 feet.
Yep, a little more arch than a year ago. Higher release. Like what we see. 14 seconds to go. Second quarter. Anna fires the ball down low in the left. And Fort Loramie gets a piece of it. And it goes out of bounds. Anna will throw in. 12.8 to go in the second. Fort Loramie 24, Anna 9. Ball inbounded by the Rockets. Thrown toward a cutter. Oh, fine overplay by Skylar Albers. She stole it. 8 seconds left. In backcourt to Heitkamp. Heitkamp is hemmed in over the timeline to Albers with three. 2 seconds left. Carissa Meyer, right corner. Yes, sir. Triple. Beat the buzzer by a fraction of a second. Ball was maneuvered around the floor nicely by Fort Loramie. Redskins patiently came up over the timeline. And Carissa Meyer, oh boy, she can be deadly if left open. She canned it. A deep right corner three, and Fort Loramie leads Anna 27-9 after one half of play on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too, online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Halftime here at Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Don't forget Friday night on the air about 6:50 from Jackson Center. Rushi Boys, Jackson Center Tigers. First SCAL Boys game of the campaign. That's coming up on this Friday night from Jackson Center. And on Saturday afternoon, airtime at 10 till 1 from Findlay. Fort Loramie on the road at Findlay Liberty Benton. Halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, building excellence, building hotels for the hospitality industry, and brought to you by J&J Brodigham in Sydney, your underground plumbing specialist. Chuck, let's take a look at the stats.
Sorry. The Loramie has a 17-8 rebounding advantage, 8-2 on the offensive boards. The Redskins turned it 5 times. Rockets 11. Both teams 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for Anna. They were led by McKenna Pettis with 4. And then Jenkins had 2. Anna Reed had 2. Stouter had a free throw. They scored 2 and 7, 9 for the first half. Loramie was led by Carissa Meyer with 10. They got 5 from Skylar Albers, 4 from Alex Rose, 4 from Summer Hoying, and then 2 each from Mesher and Jaden Rose. Very balanced scoring. They scored 7 and 20, and they lead it 27-9 at the half.
Now, Brennan Cobb missed time in the second quarter, but even had she played that entire first period, Chuck, it would not have made a difference. Fort Loramie, on its game, having been schooled somewhat, two-thirds of that game against Miami East last Friday, head coach Carla Siegel has got her girls in gear tonight.
Well, I think what that game was for the Loramie girls, it wasn't for Coach
Siegel because she knew what was coming, but I think the girls got their eyes opened a little bit. They think the Fort Loramie sometimes is intimidating, and Miami East, for three quarters, like you said, they shot the ball well. They didn't handle the pressure well, but they put the pressure on, ended up 22 turnovers for Loramie and 25 for Miami East. It was not something that you'd want. It's not an instant classic, but it was a big win for Miami East.
Here tonight, 27-9, Fort Loramie over Anna. 5 minutes away from the start of our third quarter halftime report, brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigham.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Redskins 27, Rockets 9. As Fort Loramie right now has a stranglehold on Anna in this girls' basketball game. Anna scored first, went up 2-0, and then I think Fort Loramie scored about the next 17 points. Anna scored 3 to make it 17-5, and since that point in time, early second quarter, Fort Loramie outscored Anna 10-4, and the spread is 18, the biggest of this contest, 27-9 early on third period. Anna possession to our left. Here's a fine play run down inside for Cobb. Cobb against Height has it blocked. Loose ball hammered into the left corner. Anna scoops it up. Long triple by Jenna Walters. No good. Quick fast break down the floor. Fort Loramie. One pass. A second. Mesher. No from the left flank. But she is collared from behind by Anna. And Victoria Mesher toes the stripe for two.
What a nice look by Summer Hoying that time. She caught it and found Mesher streaking. And Mesher got her arm grabbed, or it would have been two.
Tell you what, Fort Loramie, Chuck, getting it out and taking off. Thoroughbreds tonight.
I agree. And when you don't necessarily, your half court is, offense is not your strength, this is what you do.
Yep. First free throw, Victoria Mesher, perfect. Second one is in as well. 29-9, 20-point spread for the Fort Loramie girls. 7:28 to go here in the third quarter. Avery Brander, we still out. Sprained ankle for Fort Loramie. Might see action on Saturday up at Findlay Liberty Benton. And in the half court, dumps it down inside on the play to Jenna Walters, and somebody climbed her back.
That's the third on Mesher.
Three fouls on Victoria. Alex Rose hustling in for her quickly. Anna has on the floor at the moment Cobb, along with Ava Reed. Top of the circle, it's Pettis. Hand off to Cobb, who blitzes down the left side of the lane, draws the two-shot foul. She knew what she was doing. That's her bread and butter. Navigate below the foul stripe, create contact.
Well, even with two fouls, she still has to do what is her strength, and you're right. She just has to make sure she does it under control.
29-9, Fort Loramie. Two free throws coming here for Brenna Cobb for Anna, who scored 18 on Saturday against New Knoxville.
And that was her first here tonight.
Free throw good. I'm trying to recall. I think Brenna was second team All-State. I know she had a lofty recognition postseason last year. Foul shots by Cobb. One good, one missed. Here comes Fort Loramie down the floor. Nobody picks up Summer Hoying. Dipsy Doo in the lane. Shoveled it high off the backboard. It's good.
Their Euro step. Good job, Summer.
31-11, Fort Loramie. 6:58 left, third quarter. Redskins offense has been ignited here tonight after a slow start. Brenna Cobb, head of the key. Outside the arc on the right to Pettis, who flies up a three ball off the flange. No good. Long rebound, Anna. Right back to Pettis. Baseline. Swivels into the lane. Lays it up. It dances on the iron and comes off. Tough break for McKenna. There's a lid on it for Anna here tonight. Fort Loramie attacks right now. Into the lane, Hoying. Leaves it low on the right for Albers. Punched out of bounds by Anna. 6:29 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie girls 31, Anna 11. Baseline right of the rim. Playmaker Jaden Rose deals into Albers. High right to Hoying. Right back to Rose in the right corner. Might use an elbow. No call. Pitches inside to Alex Rose. Good back to the basket move. Pivoted and banked it in from 7 feet.
Boy, Cobb took an elbow to the stomach that time. That should have been called.
Yep, that one was missed. Should have been an offensive foul on Fort Loramie, negating the basket.
Yep, it was unintentional, but it was still a foul.
33-11, Fort Loramie leads. Deep left corner, Liz Stouter for Anna. Swings it on top to Walters. Into the post it goes to Pettis. Bobbled on the play. And guess what? Fort Loramie comes away with another steal. Long throw down the floor to Albers. Albers sizes up a triple. Missed it, no good. Rebound, Anna's Cobb. Cobb in backcourt was guarded at the timeline. Stopped her dribble. Well done by Albers. And then Cobb, in breaking free, dribbled again.
Yeah, the Anna fans didn't like it, but I thought it was a good call.
I did too.
I thought it was a correct call.
Yes, I was saying to myself, Brenna, you've got to give it up now. You got to find a teammate to pass it to. She did not think she had completed her dribble.
I think she thought she got fouled, and she just kind of continued waiting for the whistle, and then the call didn't happen.
Thought maybe she could get away with it.
Yep.
33-11, Fort Loramie. 5:35 to go, third quarter. Over guarding foul against Anna's Ava Reed. As dribbling down the right side of the floor was Rose. Team fouls two each here in the third quarter.
We need to play our PSA again for the Anna fans right now. They're yelling at the poor officials.
Ariel Heitkamp will inbounds here for Fort Loramie. Hey, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the region. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Phone 937-492-1857. Find out how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. After a moving screen foul against Fort Loramie, Anna comes down, sets up the offense, and works it inside. Good play to McKenna Pettis. She's fouled over her shoulder and earns two at the stripe.
Well, Rose has three now. Mesher has three, and Albers also has three.
Shot by Pettis is good. McKenna Pettis swishes the free throw for Anna. 33-12 on the foul shot by Pettis. 5:13 left, third quarter. Second free throw by McKenna, 5'10 junior, whose parents are sitting right behind me. Up and in, second shot, dead center. That was pure.
Did a nice touch.
Right on the money, spot on. 33-13, Fort Loramie in the lead with 20. 5 minutes left to go, third quarter. With the ball straight away, it's Jaden Rose outside the arc on the right to Meyer. To Hoing, baseline right, Ariel Heitkamp missed the 10-footer. The board to Anna, down to 20. 4:50 left in the third. Scooting up the floor, Pettis. Hands left corner, Stouter. Punched out of bounds on the play by Fort Loramie. Anna will throw in. Good piece of officiating there.
Yep.
As the official beneath the basket looked at the outside official, who pointed the proper way. Timeout, Fort Loramie, 20-point lead. Redskins midway through the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and we earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBauh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Now, Anna, during the previous timeout, set up a play for Brenna Cobb. Ball thrown beneath the basket to Brenna, straightaway top of the circle. Short on the three ball. Fort Loramie's got the rebound. Redskins forecourt right, up 20. 4:30 to go here in the third quarter. Victoria Mesher outside the arc on the left. Throws into the post to Heitkamp. Little Ariel gets rid of it. Floats it baseline left to Carissa Meyer. Shot no good. Rebound stuck back up and in.
Morgan Plyman.
Well done by Morgan Plyman. In off the bench. Morgan looked good against Miami East when she was on the court on Friday. and contributed nicely in the JV game tonight. Morgan Plyman, 5'11 senior. Officials being questioned by coaches at the moment. Foul called against Fort Loramie. Carissa Meyer picks it up. 35-13 Fort Loramie, 4:08 to go, third quarter.
Well, they're getting abused from the fans and the coaches, so I won't pile on that call.
Free throw good by Jenna Walters, 5'7 senior. Second foul shot by Jenna, bouncing around, it's good. Jenna Walters connects twice at the stripe.
Full timeout.
After McKenna Pettis made two free throws a moment ago. 4:08 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie 35 and a 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com. Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors. Neighbors Steve Hooker and Ted Burning at steveandtedservices.com.
Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan and Sydney, a big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Inventory is great. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. One bargain after another. Goffney is family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered at GoffneyFurniture.com. GoffneyFurniture.com. West Michigan in Sydney. Halfway through the third quarter, Fort Loramie 35 and a 13. Jump ball possession, Redskins, far side of the floor. Inbound to Duke. Morgan Plyman, top of the circle, Heitkamp. Hand off to Jaden Rose. Rose on the dribble. Beers on the left side of the lane, pulls up, doesn't shoot, leaves it for Plyman on the arc. Straight away to Carissa Meyer. Man-to-man defense for Anna. Stouter is on Carissa Meyer. Fort Loramie rotates the ball left side. Steal by Jenna Walters. She breaks down the floor for Anna. Hesitates in the lane and missed it. Got her own rebound. Hooked a pass to Stouter. Fadeaway 10-footer. Bouncing. No good. A lid on it tonight for Anna. That shot hit every inch of the rim. Wouldn't go in. And Fort Loramie attacks right now. It goes from Plyman to Meyer. Quick transition goal. Carissa Meyer on the finish for Fort Loramie.
This is not a five that you're going to see on the floor a whole lot for Loramie this year, but with three young ladies in foul trouble, they're doing a nice job.
Oh, this group's been productive, that's for sure. Good high-low action. Fine pass. Walters for Brenna Cobb below the rim with the left hand. She scored it. Two-pointer Anna, which steals down to her right. Rockets have it in backcourt, trailing by 22-35 to go third quarter. Cobb into the half court. Handoff on the play to Stouter. Stouter between the rings. Victoria Mesher at the scorer's table, set to come back in for Fort Loramie. Now Cobb, who floats it cross-court to Stouter. She goes airborne and a long three shy of the mark. Rebound is hit simultaneously below the basket by a white shirt, a green shirt. And the official looks at the arrow and says, Anna, you can keep it. 2:15 left, third quarter.
Yeah, the coin toss.
Right. Here is Anna sending it in, out, back on the play to Stouter. Right side throw to Walters. Walters on the dribble. Picked up on the play by the Fort Loramie defender. Who's in now? That is Autumn Turner, junior guard, 5'7". Collision occurs. Heitkamp charged with the foul. Fort Loramie coach is not pleased. Anna Rockets thought they got the raw deal on the officiating in the first half. Fort Loramie thinks so here in the second.
Well, the Rockets are 9 of 10 from the free throw line and 6 for 6 here in the third quarter.
37-17 in favor of Fort Loramie. 2:05 to go here in the third quarter. Jenna Walters free throw, front rim, back rim, and front rim again and off. No good. Second shot by Jenna, short. Good box out in the lane by Autumn Turner for Fort Loramie, who barrels down the floor. Pulls up 25 feet away, gives it to Victoria Mesher. Minute 53 remaining, third period. Fort Loramie up 20. Coming out to catch, high right for the Redskins is Turner. Now Heitkamp. Heitkamp picked up on the play by Stouter. Overplay by Anna. Ball is rolling away from Heitkamp. It's on the deck. Two Anna players, one Fort Loramie. Arrow favors the green team. Rockets possession. Minute 37 left in the third. Another one of those games where we've had a flurry of jump balls where the officials pointed the wrong way. Arrow in the direction now of Fort Loramie. So the Redskins retain it. It's Ariel Heitkamp. Throwing out back to Jaden Rose. Near side pass, Victoria Mesher. Straight away to Jaden. Minute 28 to go here in the third. Fort Loramie up 20, 37-17. Oh, nice steal. Ava Reed broke up the pass after Anna bottled up Fort Loramie on the far side of the floor. Blind pass by the Redskins, stolen by Reed. Up ahead to Walters. She slivers through the lane, hands off to Adeline Eyrick, a 6-foot junior who's on the court. Out back to Reed. Reed on the dribble. Hand off to Platfoot. Bounces with the left. Near side pass to Brenna Cobb. Cobb wants to drive. 5'5 senior who scored 18 on Saturday against New Knoxville. Ball dealt to Reed. Oh, a swipe by Fort Loramie. Too much dribbling for the Rockets. Here's a pull-up. Jay in the lane. Missed by Turner. Rebound pinballed around below the rim. Out of bounds to which club? The Redskins will keep it with 41 ticks on the clock. Late in the third, and Fort Loramie up 20. And a Rocket fan say, how could that be white ball when White hit it out? Chuck, I could not tell.
I think that she tried to save it, but the ball was already out of bounds off of Anna when she stepped out.
There you go. Good explanation. I'll accept that. Here's Summer Hoying, foul line. Delivery to Turner, baseline right. Autumn's jumper hit the rim twice, fell off. Anna with the carom. Quickly up the floor, Cobb. Cobb ahead of the key. Fort Loramie's done a fine job on Brenna with multiple players attacking her this evening. Outside the arc on the left, it's Izzy Jenkins with it for the Rockets. Darts to the foul line against Carissa Meyer. Pitches to Reed out high. There's an errant pass down inside for Eyrick. Stolen by Fort Loramie. Gotten back by Anna. Here's a runner across the lane by Cobb. No good. Rebound at the buzzer. Missed on the play by Anna. Rocket fans thought there was a foul on Fort Loramie. I think there was, but a no call at the buzzer. Fort Loramie 37, Anna 17 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
And a possession as we start the fourth quarter. Rockets trail Fort Loramie 37-17. Cross-court pass by Anna goes out of bounds. Fort Loramie got a piece of it. Rockets will throw it in. Say, we've been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. We are your family stylist, serving men, women, children, cuts, color, perms, and more. We'll style your hair and make it shine right away here at Cutaway. Deb Gubo, owner and stylist. Additional stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. We've got a made basket by Brenna Cobb.
An incredible made shot by Cobb.
Yep, she was in traffic, cluster of players in the paint area, managed to get it up on the rim and in, was hacked on the arm, and sinks the free throw. Scoreboard now is going haywire. There we go, it's corrected. 37-20, it should read. There we go. 7:26 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie on top. Summer Hoying straight away to Carissa Meyer. Out of Albers. Oh, fine entry. Wraparound pass for Summer Hoying. And at the last second, sent Liz Stouter into the paint. Weak side help. She spoiled it. Foul called against Anna. Goes out of bounds.
It's on Cobb. That's her fourth.
Four fouls on Brenna Cobb. Fort Loramie inbounding below the rim. Fired at back to Summer Hoying, who deals to Heitkamp, who rotates and sets it up between the rings. Elbow on the right, it's Albers, who goes to one knee, manages to tip the ball to a teammate. Near midcourt, it is Carissa Meyer. Meyer dribbling, picks up her dribble, needs assistance. Sends it to Heitkamp, 30 feet from the basket. 6:55 to go, fourth quarter, 37-20, Fort Loramie. Here is Skylar Albers coming out to catch his Summer Hoying. No Avery Brandu, he sprained ankle, still nursing a sore foot, and did warm up. Could see action on Saturday when Fort Loramie travels to Findlay Liberty Benton. Here's a pass by Albers, top of the circle. Zipped one down inside to Hoying. She could not hang on. Ball hit the stripe out of bounds to Anna.
Addison Bales in the game now. She is the future 6'3 freshman.
Bales for Anna on the court. 6'3 ninth grader. Carissa Meyer, who's had a solid game for Fort Loramie, on the bench at the moment. Redskins lead 37-20. 6:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here is Ava Reed, far right side. Goes to Liz Stouter. Stouter into the lane, twisting, turning, is Vanessa Blackfoot. Ball is punched away from her by Fort Loramie. Redskins steal it. Out ahead to Mesher. Mesher swings toward the rim from the left side of the floor. Shot blocked, knocked out of bounds. It's loose. It will be Fort Loramie possession. Credit that defensive play to whom, Chuck? Well done.
That was Bales.
Addison Bales just on the court for Anna. 6'3", ninth grader. Good inbounds by Fort Loramie. Skylar Albers missed the bunny, got the rebound back, and Bales cracked her on the arm. A couple of free throws here for Albers. Anna fans yelling all ball. Might have been. This is one of those games, Chuck, where, yeah, it's not close, but these are two rivals, backyard rivals, and it's one of those contests in which there are a lot of whistles, and one of those games in which the referees seem to be 50% wrong 100% of the time.
That is your job as an official, to have half the gym mad at you on every call.
Free shot by Albers, no good. Dips the knees. That one's airborne. Ooh, it dipped in and dipped out below the iron, snapped away. Loose ball rebound right corner, and it's a jump. Arrow, I think, will enable Fort Loramie to keep it. 5:51 left in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 37, Anna 20. Redskins have not scored in a while. Anna's gotten the last three. Stouter out for Anna. McKenna Pettis on the floor for the Rockets, along with Brenna Cobb. Ava Reed is there too. Low on the right is Addison Bales, who's coming off the bench for Anna. Here's an out-of-bounds play before Loramie. Lob by Heitkamp, cross court. Anna read it, stole it. Good steal. Jenna Walters down the floor. There's a near tie-up in the right corner as the ball was sent to Brennan Cobb. It is a jump. Held ball. Arrow favors Anna. 5:40 to go here in the fourth. We might be approaching a record for held balls, Chuck.
You get a lot more in a girls' game than you do a boys' game.
Anna inbounding, head of the key. It's Walters, who dribbles down the left side of the lane area, goes below the backboard, hands it on the play to Bales. Bales to Cobb. Cobb drives. It's on the rim. It is in. It went down. Good roll for Brenna. Five straight points by Anna, 37-22 Fort Loramie. 5:21 to go here in the fourth. I tell you what, Anna girls playing hard, even though they fell behind by 20.
Well, they've been playing a lot of the game, not only with Cobb in foul trouble, keeps her from being as aggressive as they need her to be.
Right. Here is Jaden Rose, 25 feet away. Powers a pass into the post to Hoying, broken up by Anna and stolen. Here's McKenna Pettis down the floor on the arc to Walters. Basket here would cut it to 13. Dribble drive to Pettis. Pettis around a couple players. Hands off to Jenna Walters, and she hooks it in off the window. Nice shot by Walters. Head coach Carlos Siegel of Fort Loramie upset. Redskins haven't scored in a while. Seven in a row by Anna. 37-24 Redskins. 4:41 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Oh, we like that last basket by Jenna Walters of Anna. Good footwork in the paint area. Spun around a couple Redskins. Well done. Wise play call by Walters. That was the Wisebridge play of this quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future, using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Here's a high dribble by Anna, top of the circle. Ball fumbled, lost. Meyer gets it for Fort Loramie. She's out in front of the pack, down the floor. Caught from behind, tripped. Foul against Anna. With 4:26 to go here in the game, Fort Loramie up 13. 37-24, it was 20 at 37-17.
Yeah, that was at the quarter. Loramie hadn't scored here in the fourth.
Anna's reeled off seven in a row. Seven-zip Anna in the fourth period. Here's Victoria Mesher entering the paint from the elbow. Ten-footer. Yes, sir. Nice shot, Victoria Mesher. Good arch right on target. 39-24. that bucket before Loramie stops a 7-0 run by Anna. Missed shot by Anna. Rebound Hoing. Hoing to Meyer. Carissa wheels it up the near side of the floor to Mesher in the middle to Jaden Rose. 3:54 to go in the game. Fort Loramie leads by 15. Near center circle is Jaden Rose. Near side pass goes to Mesher. Mesher to Albers. Baseline right. Fadeaway 10-footer. Short. No good. Rebound on the deck. Baseline. And somehow, some way, Fort Loramie gets a timeout. I'm not sure a white shirt or a green shirt had secured the ball. Looked like a tie-up below the rim. But head coach Carlos Siegel gets a freebie. 3:39 to go in the game. Fort Loramie up 15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these three Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every contest in which Fort Loramie plays on Scores Broadcast. Good inbounds play. Heitkamp to Mesher. Oh, what a fine assist from out of bounds. Mesher, two straight goals for the Redskins. Here's the ball thrown outside the arc on the right by Anna to Brennan Cobb. Cobb wildly off balance to the lane. Got it to go. Acrobatic.
Three steps.
Woo. She might have walked. Here's a steal midcourt by Cobb of Anna. Off to the races. Layup with the left hand. In. 41-28. 3 minutes to go. Another steal by Anna. Taken away by the Rockets. And head coach Randy Huber gets a timeout. 2:57 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie up 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at psalm-mcgillandtangementfh.com.
Thanks so much to these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning. Clumsy play here by Fort Loramie in the last 45 seconds or so. Anna has whittled the 20-point deficit down to 13.
Just exactly what you expect in this game, isn't it?
And Anna keeps working hard. Head coach Randy Huber's club, to its credit, not giving up. Here's the ball thrown baseline left to Cobb. She's trapped. Tried to throw up a hook shot, blocked on the play by Fort Loramie. Good size by the Redskins down the floor to Heitkamp. Fort Loramie's got it low on the right to Mesher.
Wow.
Oh, there's the Wisebridge play of the fourth quarter. What a great reverse layup by Mesher, who's pumped in three fine hoops during the last couple minutes. Long three, deep right corner by Anna. Foul committed on the triple try as Alex Rose decked Jenna Walters on the play. What a reverse layup seconds ago by Fort Loramie's Victoria Mesher, who's had a sterling fourth quarter of action. That was the Wisebridge play of the fourth. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth estate and tax planning with WiseBridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to WiseBridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. WiseBridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Well, fouled while shooting the three was Jenna Walters for Anna. She canned two foul shots, missed one. So the Fort Loramie lead goes from 15 to 13, and Fort Loramie is boxed in backcourt. And to avoid a 10-second call, takes a timeout. 2:05 to go. Fort Loramie ahead of Annaba 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Well, you've got to love the scrap being displayed by the Anna girls, who fought from 20 down to within 13. Final, a minute 56 here in the fourth quarter. Here's a Fort Loramie pass against the press. It is too long down the floor, intended for Albers. Turnover and a ball.
10 turnovers now for Loramie in the second half. 15 for the game.
Fort Loramie at 22 on Friday night against Miami East. Anna now with a triple can cut it to 10. Here's Cobb outside the arc on the right. Passes off to a teammate, Walters. It is punched away by Fort Loramie and stolen. Here's Hoying down the floor. Goes to Albers, drives in from the left wing, overshoots it, powered hard to the rim, body foul, Anna. Two free throws for Albers of Fort Loramie. Stopping the clock, a minute 37 to go in the game. Fort Loramie on top, 43-30. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years, four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. We provide the latest up-to-date technology supporting customers near and far. Osgood Bank, committed to providing people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, osgoodbank.com. Connecting on both free throws, Skyler Albers for Fort Loramie. Here's Anna countering. Long triple try by Zandria Platfoot. Rimmed, lipped the iron, and came out. Fort Loramie corralled the rebound. Nice pass down low on the left to Summer Hoying. Available. Shot it short. Tie up on the board. Redskins keep it. A minute 15 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie up by 15.
Yeah, Summer's got to make that shot.
Yes. She's got to go up strong.
Yeah, you can't try to guide it in traffic. You got to go up strong like you're the only one on the floor.
Yep, and that way you might be able to absorb contact and get a three-point play. Redskins retain possession, though. Anna slapped it out. Minute to go in the game. Fort Loramie up 15. Redskins deep right corner. Got a shove committed by Anna. Rockets thought they played pretty good aggressive defense. Fifth foul on Anna. Two free throws for Fort Loramie. The fans, the coaches have had it with the officials tonight. I don't know that they've been all that bad. but they have not been real good.
You mentioned how hard this game can be to call. I'm going to give them that. I think the one guy thought that he got paid per call instead of that he gets the same thing no matter not blowing his whistle 40 times. But all in all, I don't think they affected the outcome of the game.
Here's the free throw by Victoria Mesher, short. Score remains 45-30, Fort Loramie, 61 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. As I said, when two rivals get together, no matter what the score, how close the game might be, might not be, referees seemingly are 50% wrong 100% of the time. That's been the case tonight. There is a walk by Anna, holding foul by Fort Loramie. Looked like a travel before the contact, but break given to Anna. Rockets take it out, baseline left.
The guy already had his dinner, obviously, or he wouldn't be making that call with 50 seconds to go.
One free throw made, one missed by Fort Loramie. Last trip down the floor, deficit for Anna, 16, 46 to 30. Anna throws in, missed shot, rebound Redskins. Ball thrown near side to Carissa Meyer, over the timeline to Albers. Albers to Meyer, 25 feet away. Straight on top, Jaden Rose. Left baseline, Victoria Mesher slices toward the rim, overshoots from 15. Weak side rebound, Hoying short. Anna gobbles it up. Anna in backcourt. Ball flipped ahead to Brenna Cobb, 20 ticks on the clock. Cobb goes baseline below the rim, tries to make a real tough pass, and Carissa Meyer is wary of it and intercepts.
It's called a self-defense steal.
6 seconds to go in the game. That's going to do it. Albers, top of the circle. Jaden Rose back to Skyler, who pours in a long three with a second remaining, and that concludes the scoring. Biggest lead for Fort Loramie, I think, was 20. It winds up 19. Redskins 49. Anna Rockets 30. Anna put up a fight in the second half. Played much better, did Anna, which had a scoreless spell of nearly 11 minutes spanning the first two quarters. Fort Loramie built a big lead. Anna fought back, battled hard. Fort Loramie prevails by a final tally of 49-30. These two clubs will play again at Anna on January 9th. We'll return to close it out in just a few minutes. Fort Loramie girls defeat Anna tonight, 49-30, in Shelby County Athletic League play here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bell Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Yep, so many thanks to our great sponsors tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com, including Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Take advantage of major price cuts as we head toward the Christmas holiday season. DeWalt Power Tools, Savings at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Receive free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets. You can also save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets. Don't forget the cost of cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yinkst you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scorersbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Your one-stop shop for home improvement is Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. Fort Loramie Redskins win it. Final tally 49-30 on the Skyler Albers 3 at the buzzer.
If you look at the stats, I mean, it ended up a 19-point game. Anna did come back, made it closer. Cobb didn't play much in the first half. She ended up with 13 points all in the second half.
Right.
But they were out-rebounded 31-16. Loramie had a 13-6 offensive rebounding advantage. The Redskins turned it 15 times, 10 times in the second half. And Anna turned it 17 times total, 8 of 12 from the free throw line for Loramie, 12 of 16 for the Rockets. They were led by Brenna Cobb with 13 all in the second half, like I said. Pettis had 6, Walters had 6, 2 from Jenkins, 2 from Reed. Stouter had a free throw. They scored 30 for the game. Loramie led by Carissa Meyer with dead 3 in double figures. Meyer had 12, Mesher had 11. Albers had 10, 6 for Rose, 6 for Summer Hoying. I thought she had a nice game. And 2 for Jaden Rose, 2 for Morgan Plyman off the bench when they had 3 people out with foul trouble. She did a nice job scoring. My Clancy's players of the game are going to be, for Loramie, it's going to be Carissa Meyer and Victoria Mesher. And on the other side, got to go with Brenna Cobb.
Those are our players of this game for Anna and Fort Loramie, brought to you by Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1251. Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in 6 states.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
And welcome back to Fort Loramie, where the Redskins have beaten the Anarockets 49-30 in girls basketball here tonight. Bottom line, Chuck, 11 minutes without a point for Ann in the first half. Rockets scored first to start the game 2-0. And then 11 minutes later, well into the second quarter, it was 17-2.
Yep.
And Anna simply could not survive it. Brenna Cobb out several of those minutes in the first half with two quick fouls. Ball game nearly over at that point. Although I'll tell you what, Anna fought back very hard and gave a good account of itself in the second half. If Anna can make a few more jump shots, and Anna didn't shoot it well tonight at all, but if Anna makes a few jump shots, and they've got experienced, talented scorers on the field who've logged a lot of minutes the last couple years. Anna's going to be pesky, especially the way they press and zone on defense.
Well, they've got decent length.
Yep.
If they get the freshmen getting a little more time, she gets her JV chops, and they can get her out there at 6'3 in varsity games. They're a work in progress, that's for sure.
Yeah, Brandy Huber's club, definite promise. Fort Loramie, under head coach Carlos Siegel, played a lot better tonight than the Redskins did on Friday.
Yeah, they did. Their weakness is kind of handling the ball. They had the big turnovers there in the second half. They got Anna back in a little bit. But, all in all, Loramie, 31-16 rebounding advantage and big on the offensive boards.
Yep, we'll close it out in a minute. A word from one of our brand-new sponsors. Thank you so much. Shelby Oaks Ping Golf on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Anna and Fort Loramie girls both 1-1. Each has a tough opponent on Saturday. Anna plays for Sales. Fort Loramie is at Findlay Liberty Benton. That's our Saturday afternoon broadcast for you, airtime 12:50. And then on Friday night, don't forget, it's the first Shelby County Athletic League Boys Clash here on scoresbroadcast.com as Jackson Center plays home to Rushi. If you had to seed two clubs on the boys' side in the SCAL, you had to seed two clubs, 1 and 2, before the season even got going. You'd probably have to seed Rushi 1, Jackson Center 2.
Rushi is a prohibitive 1,
yeah.
And I'd say Jackson's a 2, along with maybe Botkins is kind of close.
Right. So be with us on Friday night, airtime, 10 till 7, 6:50, for Jackson Center and Rushi. Those two clubs played 3 times last year. Rushi won the rubber match in the tournament. It should be a defensive tussle. I think in 2 of the 3 games last year, The teams average about 34 or 35 points in two of the three meetings they had last season. Thanks to our online audience tonight, as Fort Loramie defeated Anna by 19 points, 49-30. Thanks to our online listeners, Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Again, next broadcast 10 till 7 on Friday evening from Jackson Center. For Chuck and you folks online, Jack Kramer saying good night from Fort Loramie. Final tally, once again, Redskins 49, Rockets 30.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.